on Robin Hood Radio. It is nice to welcome some new underwriters to Robin Hood Radio, and that is Mountain Valley Farm. And I was amazed when I spoke with Sally about Mountain Valley Farm. And really, if you are someone who owns a horse and you need boarding, you do fox hunting, a polo player, you're even just a casual rider, they have a lot of different services that can be very interesting to you. Their website, by the way, is mtnvalleyfarm.com, mtnvalleyfarm.com. And you can contact them right from the website, or you can call them at 212-888-8545. And they're located in Millerton, New York. And we're going to welcome Tiff and Michael. Tiff and Michael, welcome to Robin Hood Radio.
Well, hi there. Thanks for having us.
So let's talk a little bit about both your backgrounds and how you got into establishing a business like this. How long have you obviously had a love for horses, for riding, and for obviously the people and horses that accompany that?
Yeah, absolutely. Well, my husband Mike, and I'll let him talk in a little bit, but he's been in this business since he was about 14 years old and grew up in the horse world right here in Pine Plains and Millerton. And saw this opportunity in 2015 to take over a farm that was not doing so well at the time and rehabbed it. And so that's how it came to be. And it's just a beautiful, beautiful area in the Hudson Valley overlooking the Catskills and the Berkshires. It was an opportunity that we couldn't pass up. And we both have had a love for horses, I think, our whole life. And I rode when I was very young, and Michael's been training since he was very young. So I think that's really kind of how this came to be, and it was a little bit more organic than that, I think.
All right, Michael, a question for you about training. How did you get into training? Was it something handed down from family to family, or is that just another interest that you picked up along the way?
Well, I grew up with horses, yep. And been around horses most of my life. I discovered a sport called polo a long time ago, about 16 years ago, and I used to play a lot of hockey and soccer, and I was fascinated by the sport polo, and I drove past a place called Meshomic, and stopped by and asked them if they were hiring, and they looked at me, and they said, "You know how to ride a horse?" And I jumped on a horse, and it was...
You read the bejesus out of it.
It was amazing. And it was like going from, a regular trail horse or a roping horse, or it's like getting something that's very, very special. And the combination between the equine and the sport of polo really was exciting for me.
You know, it's interesting when you talk like that, because I think when most people initially hear the word horses, they think of one thing, but there are so many different breeds of horses that are bred to do so many different things, from racing to pulling. It really is a pretty amazing field, and how wide and varied it is.
Absolutely.
So now let's get down to your farm, Mountain Valley Farm. Where's the exact location where you're located?
We're at 228 Sawchuck Road, right in the heart of Millerton, and we're like right off 22 and Sawchuck Road, and we have a little sign out there, and we've got about 1,500 acres on the property and access to about 4,000 acres of riding trails. So one of the largest on the East Coast.
Now, I was going to say access to 4,000 acres of riding trails. So I guess you obviously would have riding trails that suit from the novice to I don't know if you call it an expert rider, but also an expert rider.
Oh, absolutely. We take anybody that has never been on a horse, never looked at a horse, never touched a horse, to somebody that can gallop through the field with no problem. We have levels for everybody. The trails are suitable for ages 12 and up, but we do take the younger folk out on the farm and do lessons with them as well. So we have a little bit of something for everybody.
Now, what's interesting about what you do on the farm also is it's not just the trails, but you also board horses, you lease horses, you do have riding memberships and things like that. But you also open up, I see here, and you open your farm up for different types of events.
Yes, we're really excited about that. We've been working really hard in getting the barn in a very event-ready stage, and we've had four events here so far, from weddings to a major corporate event. We've had people from Yahoo and Vogue and you name the publication. They've been up here during a launch of a clothing company.
Now, I'm looking at your website, and do you guys ever stay inside? Fishing trips, kayaking trips, camping trips? I mean, it seems like you guys are always on the run here.
Yeah, we're not inside often. You had to schedule us to be inside to answer this phone. Let me tell you that. The best way to reach us is by email, because we're always out and about.
And folks, I can tell you that, because we've had to reschedule this like three different times to do the interview. So let's talk a little bit about lessons. I mean, obviously, you like you said, you take novices, people who have no idea, lessons. But do you also do refresher lessons for people, ongoing lessons that have horses?
Sure, absolutely. We have this thing we call horse sense and horse sensibility, where we get you comfortable just being around the horse, from grooming to tacking, and then actually doing the riding part. So there's a bit of a ground lesson that happens at first for a newcomer, and till they can actually get on top of the horse and feel comfortable. And then after that, you know, we take it all the way to very experienced levels. So because we have wonderful certified wranglers here that are very well trained and great with clients from all levels. So we, like I said, we have something for everybody here.
Now, you know, I'm looking at the website. Once again, we are speaking right now with Tiff Flynn and Michael, and of course they are from Mountain Valley Farm. Once again, mtnvalleyfarm.com on the web. I'm looking at your website and I see your lessons hour, half-day trips, full-day trips, overnight trips, weekend trips, even a yoga ride and a sunset sunrise ride. That seems like it's a pretty wide and varied menu for people.
like I said before, we just want to offer something that adds a lot of value to the area, that we can keep creative and always refreshing the brand and making sure that we have something that, you know, for everybody here. Like, we are thinking about doing a 2-hour sunset ride and maybe followed by a massage. We have these great masseuses that are nearby, and we're thinking about, you know, doing something like that in the future. The overnight camps, Airbnb have contacted us because they just started doing experiences, and we're thinking about partnering and doing overnight camping with the riding and being offered on Airbnb as well. So that's something that's coming up in the future.
Now, what do you guys do during the winter? Do you still do this all during the winter as well? Do you ride during the winter or not?
We ride all year round as long as it's weather permitting and safe to ride. So if there's ice on the ground, we sort of stay away from the trails. But we ride in the snow. We ride in the cold. You know, we have foul weather gear for people that they can borrow. Rain doesn't scare us. We just stay away from a lot of mud. A little bit of thunder and ice. Those are the only problems that we kind of try to avoid.
Now, do you consider yourself kind of lucky? I'm looking at some of the pictures of the vistas that you have. About the only vista that you're really missing is a prairie.
Yeah. Well, if you get out there in the pasture, it does look a little bit like a prairie.
No, but you have some absolutely amazing views from your trail rides. I mean,
thank you. Very lucky.
Well, I think that being located in the valley like that. So now, how long has this farm really been in operation?
Since 2015.
All right. And obviously, you're not set on staying pat. It's obvious you add things every year.
That's right. We're constantly growing, but at a slow, manageable pace, not an overwhelming pace.
If people who are listening now want to contact you, whether they have any questions or anything at all, is it the 212 number they should call?
Yes, I would prefer that they email. I think that's the best way, just because we are on the go so much. It's the best way to get in touch with us. But we'll get back to you on your voicemails as well.
And what exactly is that email address once again? Info. Okay.
mtnvalleyfarm.com.
So once again, if you'd like to email for more info, info@mtnvalleyfarm.com. You're also on Facebook and Twitter and Instagram, I see, as well.
That's right. Our Instagram, we try to keep up probably the most. We're still technologically challenged a little bit. We try to keep it up to date.
It's the same thing here at the radio station. Every once in a while, I'll turn around and say, oops, I haven't done the Instagram for a while. I got to get back to the Instagram. Well, this just sounds like it's incredible. Once again, Mountain Valley Farm, right here in our area, offering just a whole boatload of different services. Best way to reach them, once again, because they're outside 99% of the time, info at mtnvalleyfarm.com. Thanks for joining us. Thanks for becoming an underwriter, and best of luck.
Oh, thank you very much. We look forward to hopefully you have a little festival up here. We'd love to have you guys bring your radio station and do some sort of music festival. That would be fantastic.